My guest on One-on-One is hairstylist Mark Weston. When I visited his one-seat salon Trichomania on Prague's Anglická Street, he told me what brought him from his native country of England and his second hometown of Hamburg, Germany, to the Czech Republic. We talked about the hairstyles Czechs prefer and how that is changing. But I began by asking him how he got interested in cutting and coloring hair in the first place.
I started cutting hair when I was nearly 20, I think. That's a good 20 years ago already, actually. I started cutting some friends' hair, which gave me the idea that I thought an apprenticeship as a hairdresser might be a good idea.
And from what I understand, you learned most of the trade in Germany. Can you tell me a little bit about your experiences there?
It's actually quite good because you spend a lot of time with practical work, working with colleagues in a salon, in this case, then as a hairdresser, of course, and the salon is responsible for the handwork, for the craftsmanship side of the job. They teach you how to cut and how to color and everything, so you automatically adapt to the style of the salon. And in addition to that, you have to go to school to learn the theoretical side, which includes the chemistry side or the biological side or something, how hair and how skin is built up and everything like that. But obviously learning in the center of a fairly large city, you have a closer connection to fashion and learn a different style than you do in the villages. So it's quite unique as to the extent of how the training and that goes.
And what brought you to the Czech Republic then from Hamburg? That's quite a leap.
Well, yeah, I was in Hamburg for quite a while. I mean, I worked in Hamburg for 18 years as a hairdresser. And I basically just got to the point where everything was nice and everything was comfortable and it could have carried on going like that for ages. But that didn't seem very tempting. So it seemed much more interesting to make one more interesting change and to go somewhere else where life would be different again before I decide to settle down and open a salon. And I had a look at a lot of European cities that were not so far away from Hamburg, because I did want to keep contact to my friends and some people in that there. And Prague seemed to be a very good choice as far as the atmosphere of the city goes and the work style here, my style being different to the local hairdressers and that sort of thing. So it seemed to be a very good choice for me, and it's working out nicely so far.
And is there anything in terms of hairstyles or colors that is very popular in the Czech Republic that's sort of a unique trend here?
On the one side, it's one of the things that a lot of foreigners make jokes about, and I don't necessarily think that's very nice. But you see a lot of experimental cuts and colors and that sort of thing in that here.
What was some of the worst hairstyles you've seen on the metro or in the streets around Prague?
The worst ones very often boil down to the, let's say, the uncleanest ones, I think, as well. And I say what most people laugh about is this unwashed factor. That's the thing when you see somebody on the metro and they're sitting in front of you or something like that on the tram, and it's quite obvious that they haven't used shampoo in a fairly long time.
Is the perm still popular in the Czech Republic, or is that disappearing?
Fortunately, it's not very popular, no. That's something that's also spread around quite a lot. Not many people perm their hair nowadays.
And then there was also Jaromír Jágr for a long time was sporting the mullet. Are Czech men moving away from the mullet?
I hope so, yeah. I think they're starting more to just go for shorter haircuts or something like that. But it is a surprising still how many men you see here with long hair, that's true, yeah. I was told once actually by a young Czech who had his long hair cut off that it still goes back to the fact that it wasn't very conform during communism, and that it was like a sign of protest against communism to have long hair, and that's where it's still sort of like is related to. But it's definitely becoming less popular. I think more men just like to shave their hair or something themselves, and then like using clippers at home and that sort of thing, or the girlfriend or the wife or something cutting their friend's hair with clippers fairly short, and that's becoming more popular now.
In terms of trends from other European cities like, I don't know, London, Paris, making it over here, would you say we're influenced by other cities in Europe or not so much?
Definitely, yeah. It's also something that's developing. I've noticed that a lot of hairdressers here do look to England, for example, maybe especially to London, because the international names like Tony and Guy and Vidal Sassoon are becoming more well known to local hairdressers as well, and they tend to copy the styles that they see. Obviously, the internet is also responsible for a very fast transformation of information, so you can pick up on what's going on other places of the world and adapt it. And I've spoken to a few local hairdressers in that here who do mention these names of well-known hairdressers and say that they copy their styles or they look to them for training and seminars. They also try to put these styles onto their clients' heads and show that they're influenced, that they're up to date, and that they're fashionable.
And about a year ago, you opened your own salon. From what I understand, you have quite a unique approach, not just to cutting hair and your philosophy about cutting and color, but also to running a business. Can you tell me a bit about that?
It's quite a simple idea. It boils down to the fact that there are hundreds of hairdressing salons in Prague already, and that there isn't really a need for another hairdressing salon, unless, of course, for some reason that salon is different. I think comparing it to restaurants is something that makes it easily understandable. If all restaurants were offering, say, Italian food, then there wouldn't be any sense in opening another Italian restaurant. But if you was to say, I'm going to open a restaurant, and people say, oh, but there's lots already, then you'd say, it's going to be a sushi restaurant. And they're like, oh, okay, well, that makes a difference then. And it's the same with hairdressing salons. It isn't true that all hairdressing salons are the same. Some do specialize in certain things that others don't offer, or they have a different way of going about it, or they have different products that they work with. So basically, opening another salon was important for me to try and be as unique and as different as possible, and to try and do as many things differently.
And can you maybe just pick out two things that you do in a unique way and explain them for our listeners?
First of all, of course, I try to have a different work style. I mean, I'm very focused on cutting technique and coloring, and they are the only things that I offer in the salon as a service, which is one thing, of course, because most salons, they offer also cosmetics, and they offer manicures and pedicures, or even massages and solariums. So the first thing that stands out is that you can't even get a wedding style or up style or something like that. I don't consider myself a stylist. I consider myself somebody who likes to expertise in cut, or to concentrate on cut. And the other thing is then, for example, that you have the salon for yourself when you're here. So it's an unusual combination of just being the only client in the salon with one chair and one hairdresser. And I have different products that nobody else has, if it's the color ranges or the styling products and shampoos and all sorts of things like that, even down to small details that we don't have a regular hairdressing chair, or we listen to records on a record player and that sort of thing.
And maybe you could tell me about the nicest compliment or the nicest experience you've had so far in your own salon. Is there anything that stands out?
I suppose one of the nicest things that can happen is just to be recommended by somebody. When a new client phones you and says, oh, a friend of mine was here recently and got a haircut and they liked it so much, or I liked their haircut so much that I wanted to call you, that I asked where did you go, that sort of thing, getting great reviews on the internet where people recommend my work and that sort of thing, it's extremely satisfying, of course.